And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor is canceled this afternoon due to illness among the folks there. So they're not having any visitors today, from what I understand. At the 3:30 service this afternoon, I should say Bible study, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures for an answer to the question, is the idea of purgatory supported by the Bible? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series in Revelation, and we'll be studying in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. The ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The northern group at Nabucco de Spain's home in San Jose, and the Southern group here at the church. There is an insert in your bulletin, a green insert, and I'd just like to bring a correction to your attention regarding the baby shower for Alondra. And the statement here is that it's on January 28th, next Sunday. That's an error. We know that it's January 31st. So if you'll keep that in mind, follows the potluck on Sunday. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in the bulletin scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today is printed in your bulletin, and it's from Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4. Know that the Lord is God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 161, The Comforter Has Come.
Thank you.
let's continue our worship now with hymn number 298, God Leads Us Along. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 218, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Please, for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded of the wonderful words of King David. Now we thank our Lord, he said, and praise your glorious name. And that's exactly what we have done. The name of our precious Savior, the name of our God Jehovah, our Redeemer and our High Priest, the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, from the heart and from the spirit. We gather together to worship in your name, to learn from your word. Again, another lesson for our life, so that we may walk in the spirit and walk in the power of God. We are grateful for the opportunity to open the doors of our church here at Morin Hill, California, and to let people know that there is a God and that there is a Savior and that there is hope for our life when we trust him. And there is a life abundant when we live in the spirit of the living God. And so we pray that you bless us during this service, that you give us understanding of your word, and above all, that the joy of the Lord will follow as later on we go home. Father, we are blessed by having the opportunity to extend the limits of our church to the entire world via the internet, radio communication, CD ministry, and television. And so we are so glad for those who are members of our extended church, whether they are in New York and New Jersey and Minnesota and Delaware and Texas and Arizona, Southern and Northern California. We are so glad that they are there listening, part of our ministry extend to their life. And we are thankful, Father, for their contribution to our church to support the ministry so that we can pay for the airwaves as we broadcast our service. Thank you, Lord, that your people, they know their responsibility. And thank you, Father, that when we are fed with the word of God, then our spirit is lift up. And our life is a life that is above this earth. We live in the power of the Spirit, in the hope of the Spirit, and the glory of the Spirit, waiting for that day when we're going to be with you forevermore. We thank you for our missionaries. What a great family of missionaries we have. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rowe, Giovanni and Barbara Abendano, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Father, Giovanni and Barbara went to Costa Rica four years ago. And now in Costa Rica and Guatemala, there is a church. It's an extended church from ours and from those who support him. And he wrote to us, and Father, we have in the bulletin something precious, pictures and a letter from our missionary thanking us for the support that we have given them. A church that was raised cash, Father, without any loans or anything, the people. And so our brother in 4 years have made a remarkable ministry in Costa Rica, and we pray for him and for his family. We still have Ann Pareto sick, Father, and we pray that she will have a recovery as she is in care of the doctors for whatever happened in her body. We thank you, Lord, that you provide for us through the weeks and through the years, our 28 years of ministry. And so, Father, we are grateful for the people. And so we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1240. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the entire chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come into your presence to pray and to worship by the merits and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the revelation in the scriptures, which we have been able to believe and understand by your grace through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the teachers you have given us, who are faithful to give us greater understanding of all that has been written and written for our learning. Though we are yet in the flesh, you have graciously given us the mind of Christ. We know now that it is all of grace and give you all the glory. Help us, Father, to order our lives accordingly. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the truth of your word. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?